So when you become a shareholder in AYA, you get the second project for free.
Wow.
But the second project will kick in 3 years, so that's fine. But, you know, it will start to come into the valuation.
Okay, and so that's what the second project is not even valued.
No,
okay.
Not at all. So that's what people see, is they see that you're coming into a no permitting risk. We're all permitted.
The second project as well.
As well.
Okay.
No financial risk. We're funded. We have a construction team. We have an operating team. Jurisdiction is, I will say, the best in the world for mining. Morocco is the best jurisdiction in the world for mining. And so if you have jurisdiction, you have geology, the deposits are there.
Okay.
You don't have to issue shares. Our share count is 143 million. And at the board with friends and board members, we own about 43% of the company.
We are at the Rural Symposium. Steve Yang here with Benoit LaSalle, President and CEO of AYA Gold and Silver. Benoit, how are you?
Very well, thank you. And thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. Before we start, would you mind sharing your story or your ticker, your website, how people can find you?
Yes, AYA Gold and Silver is a mining company operating in Morocco. We trade on the Toronto Stock Exchange under the symbol AYA. We trade on NASDAQ under AYA. And to find us, it's ayagoldandsilver.com. Like one word.com.
Well, Benoit, I've been wanting to talk to you for a while. I spoke with Peter Croth and he spoke highly of you guys. We're at the Rural Symposium. I know that not all companies can be here. A lot of companies want to be here, but they can't. So curious as to, first of all, how the conference is going and what's your story of how you came about to be a part of the Rural Symposium?
The conference is fantastic. This is our third or fourth year at the conference. We've, you know, I know Rick for 25 years. Rick was an investor in our first company. We had a company called Semafo, which did extremely well for 20 years.
Yeah.
It was sold to Endeavor in 2020, and everybody went home and were taken care of, and all of a sudden, AYA became available. We took over the company in a friendly manner, and we then started developing the two silver and silver and gold assets in Morocco. And look, in 5 years, we discovered over 500 million ounces of silver equivalent.
Wow!
After drilling, I would say close to 500,000 meters.
So you have two projects in Morocco. Is that right?
We have two projects in Morocco, one in production now. We've built the plant. We put out this morning our Q2 production numbers, which have, you know, we are seeing an increase in production of 61%.
Okay, is that gold and silver or just silver?
Right now it's only silver at the moment. Okay.
And then are you also have a gold and silver project, you said?
So the second project called Boumadine, which I'm sure Peter mentioned, because it's once in a lifetime that you see a project like that. It's a project in Morocco. It's currently around 5 million ounces of gold equivalent at 4.5 gram per ton, open pit and underground. It's a very large system. We are drilling 200,000 meters on it again this year. And that project is in its final phase of development.
Okay.
We're completing feasibility study. We are starting construction this year. And it will be ready to go into production by mid-2029. And that project will add to our production profile.
Yeah.
Currently, we are at 6 million ounces of silver. And we are going to add 37 million ounces of silver from the second project equivalent.
Yeah.
So we'll be 43 million ounces of silver production.
Wow.
In 3 years.
So you mentioned once in a lifetime. What makes it once in a lifetime? Is it the sheer size? Can you talk about the grade?
Yes.
If you also talk about the jurisdiction as well.
So that's right. So tier one assets, which is an asset that will produce around 500,000 ounces of gold equivalent.
That's a tier one asset.
That's a tier one asset. And that is a tier one asset. It's, and we've only touched 2% of the ground that we have. Okay. We've only drilled it down to 500 meter. We know it's continuing to a kilometer at depth. We have parallel structures that we haven't accounted for yet. It is a tier one asset. It's a beautiful gold grade, beautiful silver grade. It's in massive sulfide, and each ton of rock has 45% sulfur. Okay. So you know it's sulfuric acid right now.
Yeah, yeah.
The value of each ton of rock is unique. So that project, being in Morocco, fully developed at the moment, is getting ready to go into production. So you're looking at a 500,000 ounce plus or minus equivalent gold production, and the capex, because of where it is, is $450 million.
So what, can help me with the math, understand the math, where are you getting that?
Well, we've completed the PEA, we've completed like almost pre-feasibility study.
Okay.
We're still drilling to complete the resource update, but we have done all the work, the flow sheets, the engineering, and in Morocco, to build a mine, the cost is about one third of the rest of the world.
Okay.
We just completed our mine at Zgounder, our first project, and we did it for $140 million.
Okay.
Well, anywhere around the world, that mine would cost $400 to $500 million. We did it for $140. So we're going to do that second world-class tier one asset for $450. And at the current silver price and gold price, the payback is a few months.
So what's the name of the first project that's silver production, and what's the name of the gold silver?
So the first project that's in production is called Zgounder.
Okay.
Okay, so it's the name of the region, so it's called Zgounder.
Yeah.
And the name of the second project is called Boumadine. In Arab, Boumadine means the father of all deposits.
Wow. And, great name.
And all these regions were discovered like 2,000 years ago by the Roman.
Okay.
When they were in Morocco and in Spain and all that. So it's a very well mineralized district.
So are both of them tier one assets?
No, I wouldn't say that the first one is a tier one asset, because it's producing 6 million ounces of silver. It's generating this year 200 million, 300 million of free cash.
Yeah.
It's a little shy of a tier one asset. It's not there yet.
No.
But the other one is absolutely a tier one asset.
Yeah, so we have, Peter Croft told me about you guys, I've been wanting to talk to you. You've been here at the Rural Symposium talking to a lot of investors. If you can first of all tell us a little bit about your share structure, your institution that are behind you, any major shareholders, and what's getting people most excited? What gets Peter excited? What gets you excited? Is it the sheer volume play? What else is there that people are really getting excited about? And then what are the biggest question marks that you're finding that you're having to address?
So we're here because, of course, Rick is a shareholder. He's been a shareholder for a very long time.
Yeah.
And we are one of few who come here with positive cash flow.
Wow.
We're generating 40 to 50 million US dollars a quarter.
Okay.
A quarter.
Wow.
If you look around,
you're unique.
We're unique. And in a market where commodities are volatile, but people expect the commodity price to start rising at one point in time in Q3 or in Q4, the best investments are, you know, young producers, early producers, because that's when you get really the kick. So currently, we trade at a multiple of 10 times EBITDA of our first project.
Okay.
So when you become a shareholder in AYA, you get the second project for free.
Wow.
But the second project will kick in 3 years, so that's fine. But, you know, it will start to come into the valuation.
Okay.
And so that's what
the second project
like.
Is not even valued.
No, not at all. So that's what people see, is they see that you're coming into a no permitting risk. We're all permitted.
The second project as well.
As well.
Okay.
No financial risk. We're funded. We have a construction team. We have an operating team. Jurisdiction is, I will say, the best in the world for mining. Morocco is the best jurisdiction in the world for mining. And so if you have jurisdiction, you have geology, the deposits are there.
Okay.
You don't have to issue shares. Our share count is 143 million. And at the board, with friends and board members, we own about 43% of the company.
Wow. What's your stake in the game?
So management, we are about 8, 10%.
Okay. So you got a tight share structure. Any options and warrants?
Only to management.
Okay.
And, you're on the option, no warrants.
You're familiar with everyone in the register.
Yeah. And we have three large institutions, of course, BlackRock. Okay.
Van Eck. BlackRock behind you.
Yeah. BlackRock is our number one shareholder.
Wow. So what's your market cap right now? And you say you're undervalued. Where do you think you should be compared to your comps? Who are your comps?
So our market cap right now is $3 billion US, backed up by $300 million of EBITDA from Zgounder. In 3 years' time, at the current silver price, we will add about $1.5 to $2 billion to the EBITDA. So there's a re-rate coming of at least 5 times in the next 2.5 years.
That's a pretty good number.
With no dilution risk,
yeah.
No funding risk, no permitting risk.
So your cash flowing, how much do you have in the bank?
Approximately 170 million at the moment.
Okay. I want to talk about you, Benoit. Like in your team, you mentioned you had a good team. If you can talk a little bit about your team, also if you can talk about yourself. What kind of, I know you mentioned some of the companies you've worked with Rick Rule on. Where do you come from? What's your story?
So we have a very, very strong team. Mine builders, people around me are all mine builders. They've done it with us at SEMAFO many times. Some have done it with other companies. It's a young team. I would say the average age of the team is between 35 and 40.
Yeah.
Very young, extremely competent, fully, fully motivated. I'm an accountant, so I'm a finance guy. I'm a KPI guy. We run with KPIs. We follow them on a daily, on a monthly, on a weekly, on a monthly basis. I'm KPI all the way.
Okay.
Key performance indicator. We give them all the time. So the team is extremely, after I think we've built together 5, 6 minds, every time and on budget or below budget.
Yeah.
And we're continuing. We're going to be building this one. The cost of the second project is 450 million US.
Okay.
And I'm quite convinced we're going to do that on time and on budget.
Can you tell us a little bit about the geo experience around you, your experience with Rays, and if you can talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, okay. So, the geo experience around us, our geological team is 450 people.
Okay.
Okay. We have 18 drills turning. We do.
You have that many geos.
450 people. We have probably 35 geos.
Okay.
But drillers, labs, the geological team is 450 people, 18 drills. The budget that we put just to exploration is $60 million a year.
Okay. Well, what about...
And it's fully funded from cash flow.
Okay. So in terms of de-risking, why are you market cap so low?
Because as you know the Lassonde curve.
Yeah.
So we did extremely well for 4 years as we were doing exploration. Then we got into construction in 2025.
Okay.
So, then as we came down the Lassonde curve on the commissioning and the ramp up, absolutely normal.
Yeah.
And now we're moving back up. So if you bought us last year in the Lassonde curve, and today you double your money.
Already.
And I believe that's a forward-looking statement.
Yeah.
But I believe that if you buy us today, next year when we sit down together, you will have doubled your money again. Because we're coming out of the Lassonde curve and we're coming into the juicy periods. This morning we announced 1,700,000 ounces of production at a margin of, let's say, $50 for simplicity for the quarter.
Yeah.
Well, that's $80 million of free cash. Okay, less exploration, less G&A, so of EBITDA. So we are in the juicy period now of re-rating.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's why we are low. Our price to NAV is one of the lowest yet in the industry, because you got to get out of that Lassonde curve. You know, Pierre was pretty good at explaining it.
Yeah, yeah.
And we all take it. So when you start going down, you go straight down, then you start moving back up. And every quarter, as we're this morning, all the analysts came, exceed expectation, better than expected. So now that, you know, the targets are going to start changing, the expectation will change.
Yeah.
And the second project's going to go into construction.
So you got you're a producer, you're a developer. Are you all, do you have a third project there for exploration?
We do. So, you know, we need about 20 square kilometers for the two mines, 2030.
Yeah.
And the portfolio is 1,400 square kilometers.
Wow.
So we have a very large and we keep buying. So we have a very large footprint, and we keep buying and adding ground to what we already have. And we will keep buying, and we'll keep, because we're buying on Fifth Avenue when nobody is there at the moment. People are starting to come into Morocco, but not that much.
Okay. Well, there's lots to like. If people want to follow your story, how do people do that? Like, can you share your website one more time?
Yeah, so they can come on the website. They can put their name and their email address. We will put them on the mailing list. It's ayagoldsilver.com. They can put their name on the mailing list. We will, you know, send them information. And and we have a very good website, very well structured website.
Benoit, if you can give the website and your ticker one more time and where you're trading.
So we are trading on the Toronto Stock Exchange under AYA. We're trading on NASDAQ under AYA. We trade between $20 million a day up to certain days, $80 to $100 million a day. So it's a liquid stock. You can buy it, you can sell it. It's a very liquid stock. And to follow us, you go on our website at Aya. Aya means your most precious possession in Arab. So ayagoldsilver.com.
Awesome. Well, Benoit, it's great to meet you. Have a great rest of the Rural Symposium. And I'm looking forward to seeing you again here next year.
You'll definitely be here. We'll be talking about Aya. Thank you so much.
Love it. Thank you so much.